Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad Westmar, your host. Glad to be along with you again. Thank you so much for joining us. Another fantastic, action-packed Brad Westmar Show tonight with Magic Matt, my co-host, and Todd Sheets in the Batcave. Our executive producer, who is about 3 feet shorter than normal. He doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe we will hear shortly. Get it shortly. Magic Matt, we're concerned about you this evening. You are fighting another infection of the sinus cavity. Could you tell us about it, please?
Yes, it's sinus infection number 2 for me, both within the last 2 months.
You sound kind of rough.
You know, I actually sound much better than I did this last weekend.
Oh, well.
Much better.
Glad that you can still fight it out for us here this evening. And I, what's the difference between a sinus infection and a cold? Can you tell us that, Magic Matt?
I can tell you this because I just looked this up.
Thank you. Good.
Because, well, what it is, it's, it may start with a cold,
mm-hmm.
but then you get the virus up into your sinus cavities. And then it develops up in there. And I have problems with it anyway.
Okay.
But lot of times it will start as a cold, but it gets up into your sinus cavities, this virus or bacteria.
Now, I believe there's a difference. What you just said there, that's actually incorrect, because a virus is not a sinus infection. A virus and an infection are two different things medically, I believe. So I think a virus cannot be fought by medication, but an infection can. So it's not a virus that spreads to your nasal cavity. It's an infection that spreads to your nasal cavity. I think. I could be wrong about that. Does that make sense to you?
Whatever you say, Professor.
I have no freaking idea.
Thanks for asking.
Gilligan! Come here, Gilligan.
Wrong answer.
Why did you ask the man if you're going to tell him off?
I don't know. I was just asking him. I didn't know.
You know what? Now you got to wait. Now, because I'm going to look it up,
I'm so
and
confused.
We're going to read exactly what it says.
That'd be fantastic. And while you're doing that, let's talk to Todd Sheets and ask him why we're doing the show 2.5 hours later than normal. Todd, now this is, I believe, show. God, you look short in there. This is show number. This is show number 98, I believe, and we have done the show the same night at approximately the same time every single show of 98 shows except for the very first show. Why are we here 2.5 hours later than usual?
Well, I had to go downtown.
You sound like Cheech.
No, man, if I was being Cheech, I would do like this, man.
That's true.
No, I had to go downtown and have a meeting with Monty, to which no one ever came to meet with me, so I sat there for nothing.
And who was Monty again?
Monty's the owner of the Beast in the Edge of Hell and all the haunted houses that we work with.
Okay, then who's Chuck?
Chuck is kind of one of Monty's cohorts. He works for Monty, and
okay.
He's one of the big wigs on campus, kind of.
Okay, so it's Monty who's the owner.
Yes.
Gotcha, and he didn't show up.
And he was running behind some kind of a West Bottoms thing he was dealing with, so I was like, well, I got to go, because I had a 7 o'clock show here, man. Don't want to let the Brad down.
I appreciate that. And it's always never good when they're dealing with bottoms. That's just never a good sign.
Especially
I like it,
on the West Saida.
No kidding. And believe me, we spent plenty of time there. I liked it better when you're doing Cheech, though. So,
hey, man, what's going on? I've got some good stuff over here, man. Hey, somebody give us something.
Say Dave's not home.
Dave's not home.
La cucaracha.
La cucaracha.
Yeah.
Baby. Yes, that's what we're talking about here.
Thank you.
Have a burrito.
Chimichanga. Now, let's go back and check in with Magic Matt about sinus infections. Matt.
Welcome back to the sinus infection update desk. Brad, I have breaking sinus infection news. Are you ready for
yes,
this?
Yes, please. Please.
All right, hold on. I got to find out where it is.
Okay.
Well, okay. I believe we were both technically right.
That's
common
interesting.
Cold
okay.
is an upper respiratory infection caused by a virus.
Okay.
So, like, and I believe I said that.
That
and when that virus gets up into your
nasal cavity.
Sinus cavities.
Sinus cavities, yes.
Yes, that bacteria will develop into a sinus infection. I think that's exactly what I said.
I guess that makes sense. I'm going to give you credit for that. Very good. Very good. Once again, the man who didn't go to college completely outsmarted
the
guy.
Who needs college when you got Google?
Exactly. I completely agree. Todd, do you agree? Of course you do. Of course you do. So I had a computer problem. So we're doing the show later than usual. Because of Monty. Is it okay to say it's because of Monty? Because it is because of Monty.
It is.
Okay, okay. Todd is shorter. Is that because of Monty?
No, that's because my Captain Kirk chair blew out of here.
Yes, it did. This is so funny, Matt, because normally you can see Todd. Right now, all you see is a computer monitor and like the top of his head kind of wandering. He has to look around the monitor.
Dang, to look bigger.
To look at me. It's pretty funny.
It's like some old lady driving.
Guy, exactly, with the steering wheel above her head.
It's scary.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. So my computer broke as well. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. There's nothing important on there at all until last night in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock, I woke up to go pee-pee. And I went back to lay down and go back to sleep and realized, OMG, all of my show prep is on that computer that I can't open up and use right now. So I had to improvise. We do have most of the show ready tonight, which I am very excited about, including everyone's favorite game, Song to Story, from our good Scottish friend, Mr. Jeeves. So we'll be doing that a little bit later. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I spent all week last week in Dallas, Texas. I wish I had stories to tell you. I've really got nothing other than the fact that I think I texted you one time, Matt, and told you that I dropped a gay Chili's reference or something on Twitter because I was at Snooki's again. And I love Snooki's food. It's decent bar food, you know? So
you love gay Chili's.
Seriously, I just love the gay area there in Dallas.
Gay.
I am not shy. I'm as hetero as they come. If a gay person hit on me, I'd say I appreciate it. I'm very flattered, but I love women. Love women, and you know, it's not a problem for me. So
I thought you were gonna say attention.
I love attention too. Yes. Bring
of
it.
Of any kind.
Bring it on, please. I am so into you. We should sing that song again, Todd. Maybe next time. So look, a couple of things about TV. I know I promised I wasn't gonna bring up Finding Bigfoot. And I'm not going to technically, but Matt, I want you to know, and Todd as well, that I have decided that enough people don't know about Snipes that I'm going to start a new show that I hope will follow Finding Bigfoot on Nat Geo. I believe it's on Nat Geo. Or is it Animal Planet? I can't remember. Why would they put Bigfoot on Animal Planet when they can't even prove Bigfoot exists? But it's on one of those channels, if I'm not mistaken. So mine's going to be called Snipe Hunting. Now, I have to refresh my memory here with Todd and Matt. Matt, do you know what snipe hunting is? I can't remember.
I do not.
Okay. And Todd, do you know what snipe hunting is?
I would suppose
it's okay if you say no.
So
no, don't. I don't want to hear what it is. I want a yes or no answer. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your honesty. Okay. A lot of people don't know what snipe hunting is. I want to tell you what snipe hunting is, because it's very related to Finding Bigfoot. When I was a child, around 8 or 9 years old, I was sent away to church camp, Sunday school camp, Bible camp for, I believe, a week. I was just about 8 or 9. It was 1980, 1981. First time I'd ever been away from home alone with people that aren't my family. Now, Matt, have you ever been to a church camp before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do you remember the first time you did something like that? Was it the first time you were away from home, from family? Or do you maybe your experience wasn't the same as mine?
I don't think it was. I don't remember it being that traumatic.
Okay.
The only thing that I did like about it was church camp.
Well, and I was traumatized by it because I literally wanted to cry going to bed at night. It was the first time I'd ever gone to bed basically without someone that resembled my mommy. And what age was this? I want to say it was 8 or 9. Probably, maybe, okay. Maybe 10. Maybe 10. Yeah. Probably 9 or 10. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, it took a while to get used to. I tried to have a good time, and I didn't have a bad time, but I didn't have a great time. But what I took away from this first time the most was our trip the first night or two snipe hunting. And so some of the older kids that were there kind of supervising and chaperoning took us out. They said, okay, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out. Have you guys ever hunted snipe? And you're like, huh? No. Snipe. No, sorry. Yeah, well, we'll explain later, but we need to go out. We need to be very quiet. We're going to go out in the woods here, and we're going to check things out. And you have to be very, very quiet, and you have to look and listen, and hopefully we can find some snipe, and we can hunt them and bring them back to camp. And lo and behold, I mean, here they are. It's like Bobo and Renee and Cliff and Matt Moneymaker dragging, you know, Brad Westmar and all of his church friends who really don't believe in God. They're just there because their parents make them be there, you know, and they're wandering around in camp and wandering around in the woods looking for snipe. And you'd walk along and you'd be like, shh, 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 shh. You hear that? No, we don't hear anything. No, listen, 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 listen. No, really, we don't hear. Listen. Shh. Oh, I think I did hear something. Yeah. See? Yeah, I think I... And you know, you do that long enough, and eventually these little kids actually believe they're hearing something. Or seeing something. Or feeling something. Well, to make a long story short, Matt, Todd, Westmar Nation, Mrs. Westmar, who also doesn't know what snipe hunting is, there is no such thing as snipe. So... it was all a joke. It was all for fun. It was all to get the little kids occupied and worn down in the dark so they go to bed. Snipes do not exist. Now, here's the dichotomy of the whole thing. I'm not sure if dichotomy is the right word. Double-edged sword. Confusion part for me, okay? There's snipe hunting that doesn't exist, but I guarantee you can make a show about it because enough people in this country don't know what snipes are. Okay, then there's finding Bigfoot, which is just as bad, and yet I still believe Bigfoot exists. This is where I'm confused, Matt. Please.
Well, you know, I have to interject here for a second.
Yes, please.
Because I did look up snipe hunting while you were explaining that.
I knew you would. Very well.
And actually, there is such a thing as a snipe.
BS.
They're a family of shorebirds.
What?
Yes, they're very difficult to catch.
Yeah.
So there is such a thing, but they're extremely difficult to catch.
And probably really rare. There's like two of them in the United States right now, right?
I'm seeing pictures of them.
Really?
Yeah, they're little birds with a really long beak.
Okay, well then it's even more of a, this is why this show should go on after finding Bigfoot. Because it exists, but a lot of people don't know that it exists. See? Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources website, and they are not very big. Biggest they get is 10 to 11 inches.
Pretty small.
6 to 8 ounces. So, you know, extremely difficult to catch.
Did it mention anything about snipe hunting and going around? Well, first of all, why would you go around in the dark looking for a little bird that's 10 inches tall?
Right.
Right.
They said actually the way it's explained here, the snipe hunt, is that it's a practical joke involving experienced people making fun of newcomers.
Okay.
By giving them an impossible or imaginary task. And a part of it is, you know, when you're out looking for a snipe, there's always just some preposterous way of catching it, you know, such as making funny noises or banging rocks together or things like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, banging rocks together, very much like Bigfoot. That's great. See? Yeah. So I wasn't that far off. Yeah.
I want to know, can you catch a snipe by using Girl Scouts as bait, though?
It's just like on Bigfoot, yeah.
Just like on Bigfoot.
That was awful.
I don't
awful.
Know if we talked about that on
yes,
the air.
Yes, you did.
No,
it was on the air, and it was. And I saw that episode a couple days later. It was just awful. Just
we
awful.
Just, We saw that commercial, Stacy and I, and I watched that show for like 10 minutes twice, oh, and I just couldn't take it. But we saw that commercial, and we looked at each other like, these people think Bigfoot exists. And I'm like, are they actually using Girl Scouts, these little girls, as bait?
Yeah.
It's and they were.
Yes. They've done some of the stupidest stuff. I mean, they've literally had a rave out there in the wilderness.
Awesome.
Yeah, they've had strobe lights and music and the whole nine yards. They've done all these stupid things. It's just the dumbest stuff. The show has actually gotten worse, and I think the reason it's gotten worse is because I think they faked some stuff the first couple of seasons, and I think they've decided they don't want to do that anymore, and now the show's become really lame because you turn this thing on, and they don't even have any video anymore. It's not video, it's stories and stuff like that. I mean, seriously, without videos and pictures and stuff, that show is worthless. And I'm very, very disappointed because I do believe Bigfoot exists. I really, really do. It's sad, but
I know you do.
I do. I do.
Bless you.
I do. I really do.
Bless you, child.
So before we go to a break, Matt, you mentioned something to me today via text message that I'm curious to know if you could explain to me a little bit more. A little bit more for me about Lou Temple and degrees of Kevin Bacon. Could you put that together for the audience and also for me and Todd, if you will, please?
Yeah, well, what you're in the movie House of Forbidden Secrets with Lou Temple.
Yes.
And you met Lou last week.
Yes.
I believe it was.
A couple weeks ago. Yep.
2 weeks ago now. Okay. Yep. But, you know, I got to thinking about it last night because we were watching Justified, and Lou was on an episode of Justified last night.
Great. Yes.
Which is maybe my favorite show on TV.
I wish I could see that. That's awesome.
It's a great show. And, you know, and Lou's everywhere now. Ever since I've realized who he was, and we got to talking about him, and Todd talked about him and stuff. You see him on all these different shows.
Mm-hmm.
It got me thinking. I'm like, you know what? I think in the game of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I think I'm on the board now because of your participation in House of Forbidden Secrets with Lou.
Okay. Can you explain more?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, everybody knows how to play 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right?
6 or 7? 6 degrees,
it's
right?
Six.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So I got to, you know, wanted to see what our Kevin Bacon scores were.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yours is actually 3.
That's good. That's pretty good, right?
You probably went, yeah, that's good. You know, okay. You went from off the charts to 3. So, that's you know, good. You're in House of Forbidden Secrets with Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou was in Lawless with Gary Oldman.
Okay.
Gary Oldman was in Criminal Law with Kevin Bacon.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then obviously I'm a 4 because I'm one step removed.
Yes, because you're doing a show with me.
Yep, I'm on this show with you.
And I was in Lou. Right, okay, okay. Yep. That's cool. Okay, that's good. Yep. What's going to happen? Obviously, Lou Temple's degrees of Kevin Bacon will change when he ends up on an episode of Kevin Bacon's show.
Yeah, right. And he inevitably will.
Yeah, I think he probably will, definitely.
And he's actually a 2 right now.
Already,
because, you know,
right.
Yep, he's
which,
already just
which
a 2.
I will become a 2 when Lou gets on the Kevin Bacon show.
You right? will...
I'll be a 2.
Yeah, you'll drop a step. Yeah.
I'll be a 2.
We both will. We'll both gain a step.
You'll be a 3, I'll be a 2. And Todd will be a 2, obviously, as well. Until Todd works with Kevin Bacon. And then...
Right. Well, yeah.
Todd becomes a 1.
Todd could be closer already.
Can you get Kevin Bacon on your next movie? What do you think? We try to get a thumbs up. Why not? God love Kevin Bacon.
All you
Bacon.
See is this thumb pop
That's
up
right.
over the thumb, computer.
Exactly. I saw a thumb over the top of the monitor. That's great. That's a good. I like that. I hadn't really thought about that. And yeah, Lou's everywhere. Actually, I have yet to watch the latest premiere of Walking Dead. I still have it on DVR, so I'm looking forward to watching it. So
you know what?
Yes.
Another thing I forgot to tell you is that we made the big step of upgrading to DirecTV last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I finally get AMC in HD. So we saw our first HD episode of The Walking Dead.
Oh, that must have been nice.
It was awesome.
Did Hines Ward get killed yet? Wait, not yet.
Right off the bat.
Oh, he did?
He's in there.
He's in the first episode. Okay, good.
Yeah, right away.
Good, because I hate
him. Okay. I'm like, oh, hey, that's Hines Ward.
And it's funny because I got a convention this April that I was thinking about going to, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go. And guess who one of the keynote speakers is there? Hines Ward as a zombie. No, not really, but Hines Ward will be there and I can't imagine how bad that's going to be because he doesn't come across as a. Well, I guess he's not stupid. I mean, it's not like he's Terrell Owens or.
Yeah. Well. No. Maybe he's on it, but it's probably the attention he so richly deserves to her or something like that.
Probably
because he was whining about not getting a big send-off like the Ravens gave Ray Lewis.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. By the way, the last time we spoke, a Super Bowl was about to be played, and the Super Bowl is now over. You might recall who predicted the victor correctly, and you even questioned it when I did.
I believe it was me.
What do you mean?
No, I
recall the show. I said, I think I'm going to root for San Francisco because I like them better and I like your sister, but I think Baltimore's going to win. And I believe your response was, really? And then
nonsense.
I had to go, no, it happened. It's on tape.
No, my response was probably nonsense. Oh. I probably scoffed at that.
Probably. Yeah, but yeah. Too bad for your sister. Too bad for San Francisco. Honestly, I didn't care. I really didn't care. You know,
she was not happy. I didn't even contact her until Sunday was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Thursday, the following Thursday.
Wow. Gave her some time to get through it, huh?
She is not a good loser.
Oh, wow.
No, she's the worst. You can't talk to her about her team. Cannot. She is. My brother and I both agree. We just steer clear of her when it comes to her teams. You better agree with her, just not talk to her about it.
No idea it was that bad. It's been so many years, and she was just a little kid back then. So that's fun.
Well, she had like the worst sports week ever. You know, she's a Niners fan, and they lost, and there was kind of a controversial non-call at the end, and then a few days later, she lives out in Denver. She's a big Bulls fan. They were out to play the Nuggets, and they got beat by like 30. And she went to that game. And then Michigan on the following Saturday got beat. You know, they got sent to overtime with a half-court shot. Then they lost in overtime.
Wow.
It's not been a good week for my sister.
We gotta find
her
something to grasp onto out there in the world, you know?
Yeah, she'll survive. She's got... Her teams always win. Don't feel too bad for her.
That's a good point. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Well, look, let's move forward. Let's take a break. And we'll come back. We're going to go ahead. We've got some stuff from Jeeves. He said that he was inspired by J.J. the Pollock here a few weeks ago on the show, that he thought we should do Song to Story again soon. So I said, you know what? Go ahead. Do some. Screw me up all you want. And so he put a few together. We've got them here. He even gave me some copy so that we don't have to go back and listen to the entire thing. I can actually read what he wrote after we've listened to it once. Because you know his Scottish accent Fs me up every time. So...
Well, now you have the excuse to start already, Todd.
It's true.
He's already laying the groundwork.
God, I know.
It's what I do. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will play another strong edition of Song to Story. This is the Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
If you're familiar with the Kulsevud section of the newspaper, you probably understand this message quite well. You see, in the Kulsevud section, everything gets abbreviated. Consonants, vowels, prepositional phrases, the very building blocks of our language are thrown right out the window. And that makes it difficult when you're trying to sell your car. You've got a limited amount of sps to work with, and by the time you abbreviate the description of your car down to a couple of fragmented sentences, it sounds less like a car and more like a Bluick sedan with slick new condition lamulls. No wonder more people are selling their cars through eBay Motors. They can post unlimited text and photo descriptions, and with a nationwide marketplace, they're likely to sell it for more. Plus, both parties can be covered by eBay's Vehicle Protection Program. Buyers are happy, sellers are happy, and no one's abbreviating. eBay Motors, a better way to sell your car.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. I hope the mics weren't on there.
Because,
as usual.
I'm afraid to say anything during the breaks.
I know.
Now. That's usually our gossip time, and I'm not going to do it.
I went back and listened, and it was actually some pretty funny, decent stuff, but it was nothing, thankfully, too risque, but hey, can we have the mic, the echo off now? Thank you.
No,
please. Thank you.
I want to make it louder.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's play Song to Story. Todd, we need your full participation since Matt and I aren't the best at this. We will listen to our Scottish friend Jeeves. That's Alex Jeeves Penny in Scotland Yard. And this is Song to Story number one from Jeeves.
Good evening, Westmar Nation. This is Jeeves, and I'm here to bring you another round of the world's or at least my own, favorite pretend radio game show, Song to Story. Brad, Magic Matt, listen closely to the following narrative and tell me what song you think I'm talking about.
Todd, you can too.
Glancing within the ocular cavities that you possess, I visualize heaven. The planetary body discovered herein appears overly perfect if, as claimed, an honest declaration has been made. Vertically positioned upon my legs, adjacent to your current location, desiring incredible quantities to divulge upon your person. The feeling of adoration within my main pulmonary organ, which I sense with thoughts of your persona in mind, allow others to declare that we should be committed to an insane asylum. It is of no concern of mine if they do so, despite your fallen within my fallen, infant. Never turn your gaze 180 degrees. Allow the earth surrounding our two bodies to simply go to pieces. Infant, the two of us should be able to achieve our goal on the condition that our pulmonary organs are pressed together. Also, the two of us are able to construct this sleeping fantasy if we are in union, erect and powerfully eternal. There is not a single object or person capable of halting us at this time. Also, should the earth find itself devoid of amorous individuals, the two of us will possess one another regardless. Not a single object or person is capable of halting us. Not a single object or person is capable of halting us at this time.
Okay, now Todd thinks he has the answer. Is that correct?
I do, yeah.
Okay, well, don't give me the answer yet. Matt, okay. Do you know yet?
I don't think I know. Okay. I'm going to kick myself when I know.
Here's the point that's confusing for me. I assumed that, and maybe it's the three beers I had before I came here, but I have had a cappuccino since. I thought he gave me his revised lyrics on paper, but that's not really necessarily what I'm seeing here, because this one actually starts with the word glancing, if I'm not mistaken. Sayer.
Good evening, Westmar Nation. This is Jeeves, and I'm here to bring you another round of the world's, or at least my own, favorite pretend radio game show, Song to Story. Brad, Magic Matt, listen closely to the following narrative and tell me what song you think I'm talking about. Glancing within the ocular cavities that you...
See, that, I don't have anything that starts off with the word glancing.
That's okay, I already know it.
I'm confused as hell as to what he gave me.
I know
here.
It!
I'm sure you do, Chris Walken. Seriously.
I know it.
It's not sympathy from the devil, is it?
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise's world.
Yeah,
it's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Jefferson Starship.
I believe that was just Starship, wasn't that?
Yeah,
or are they the same?
It
was
Starship,
just
yeah.
Starship.
Yep.
But I thought that too, but didn't we... We did Starship already.
Not this one.
When Jared was here. Didn't we?
Did we?
I'm positive we did.
This one has Grace Slick singing.
Jared pick a Starship song?
I want to say somebody did.
Stop us now.
Either that or it was in Quattro Smash. This is not Starship's first appearance on one of our games. I'm going to go on.
I do think you're right. I believe this song actually did appear on Quattro Smash.
Okay.
Yes. I believe you're right. But seriously, hand it to Jeeves. How can he put all these sexual references into a Starship song? He's talking about pulmonary organs. He even mentions fecal matter. Is that right? Because that's what I'm seeing here. This can't be right. Jeeves, what?
Do you have a cheat sheet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he gave me a cheat sheet, but it's not making me any sense.
What difference does it make? The game is good because we got it.
You did.
Well,
no,
I got it.
You got it, of course. You got it.
Do the next one.
What did he give me here?
You got lost in
it's
erect.
A love story.
You heard erect and you were done.
It's probably true. He's talking about pulmonary organs, though.
That's a heart.
It's heart.
Oh, I was thinking it was... Never mind.
Dude.
I was thinking it was something else.
No more beers before
Sorry.
We start.
I'm not drunk.
You don't have to be drunk.
Let's move on to two and see if the lyrics make sense. That's
Let's
true.
Try.
I'm just being me. Just being
I can dig it.
Who I am. Here we go.
Being all that you can be.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, News Radio. Yeah. I'm sorry, I wanted to throw some canned laughter in there. Here we go. Here's number two.
1234556. Your persona is aware that it is rather difficult simply to progress forward in this 24-hour period. One's chosen individual is not of low temperature, though he believes himself to be, regardless. This male possibly is lacking possession of an identifying feature. This male potentially is without a certain panache. However, All that this XY chromosomed individual is missing, I reinforce, this dude creates falsely with a state of self-delusion. So avoid releasing the air. Compete this on a flat line. Your conscious mind is aware that this male fails to comprehend facts in multiple manners. Prepare to game on the area of study. Maintain the status quo in reality. Because you are aware of a manner. Because you are aware of a manner. So should your person remain intact, instead seek to exceed expectation beyond reasonable lengths. At the lowest ebb, your persona is conscious of its ability to appear on a television show featuring a former star of Hairspray. This planet Earth requires most people who seek to achieve that which others already possess. Hello, hello, commence the most up-to-date state. Hand that object to myself, infant. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hand that object to myself, infant. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you've already done this one.
Hand that object to myself, infant. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Additionally,
this is an old file.
Every member of the female's gender comments
is
that myself is rather
this is the one we did last
for a
time.
Male of the Caucasian race.
Yep.
That's the offspring pretty fly for a white guy. We've done this one before.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
That's why your stuff doesn't match
up. How did that happen?
Yeah, that one was
doesn't make any sense.
Cinco.
Do you know what happened? My computer broke. Did I mention that my computer broke? Yeah. I know what happened here. I think I know what happened. Sort of. Although.
Sorry.
We knew it the minute it said uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Yeah.
I'm. All right. Where did you put the stuff that. Wait a minute.
I didn't put it anywhere. It's right there, man.
Good evening, Westmar Nation. This is Jeeves, and I'm here to bring you another round of the worlds, or at least my own.
Shoot. I almost said the S word. Bear with me, folks. This is live radio.
This is live.
So this is it. This is that, and then
that's
this is
awesome.
I don't. Apparently, those are.
Roxanne!
Okay. Well, why is this? I don't understand.
I won.
I don't understand what
name
happened.
Name that tune in two notes.
Where did you put the file?
It's right there in your file. It says
I
Westmar.
Think what happened was here's what. Oh. No.
Good evening, Westmar Nation.
No.
This is Jeeves, and I'm here to
no.
bring you around the world.
Even
my
Jeeves
own.
Is sick of hearing his own
favorite
voice.
Pretend
no.
radio game show, Song to Story.
No. That's no, Todd. No.
I put it in your folder.
I. What. No.
Hey. Oh.
Hey. You put it in Westmar's folder?
Yes.
It says right here.
Song to Story.
Song to Story.
That's what I put in there.
I see that. It's right there, and I keep pulling it out. You know what? I let me see this here. And this one is something is not right. Something's not right.
I didn't do it.
I'm just telling you, something's not right.
Well, it's on your. It's your fault.
Is this the same? It's not. Listen to this.
Good evening,
again.
Westmar Nation. This is Jeeves, and I'm here to bring you another round of the worlds, or at least my own, favorite pretend radio
one?
Game show, Song to Story.
Really?
Brad, Magic Matt, listen closely to the following
messages
and tell me what song you think I'm talking about.
No!
Glancing within the ocular cavities that you possess, I visualize heaven.
This is it.
The planetary body discovered herein appears overly perfect if, as claimed, an honest declaration has been made. Vertically.
I don't understand what's going on. Because here's the thing, okay? Same folder, right? Right?
Right.
Same folder. Guess what he says the answer is?
You know this song.
So why is this the answer? Why is a Todd Sheets Jedi Superstar song the answer in the same folder? What have I done? What has Jeeves done?
Meet the devil's daughter, queen of hellfire. Her heart is black as night. She's like a diva, bad addiction. So beware her evil bites. Day after day, always eager to please. But just don't cross her path. Snap the fingers out on her knees. So it's gotta be with her wrath.
Damn that bitch is bad. Whoa, come on now, Jeeves. That's Jeeves. You know what I think actually happened? Here's what I think. Here's what I think happened. I don't think I screwed up. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have the pond to blame for this. I think it was Jeeves who messed up.
Okay.
Isn't it possible? It's possible. It's possible. Because what could happen is Jeeves did it a long time ago for us, right? 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 Right?
Right.
Right?
Don't offend 25% of our audience.
Don't call him out. No, look. I am a big Alex Jeeves Penny fan. But I'm just saying, I think he may have made a boo-boo. That's all I'm saying. In fact, I'm going right now to my email. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going right now to my email. And I'm looking in my email from Jeeves on damn that bitch is bat as we're crazy. Dun, 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 dun. Now I got the song in my head. Hey, this is on February 3rd. Hey, Brad, enclosed are four song two-story files, text documents with the lyrics in case you guys need to go over them, and the answer files. Obviously, don't click the answers if you don't want to end up with spoilers. Hope you find them fun. Hopefully, Ty will be around when you do them, too. I know one of them in particular will be very appealing to him. Okay? Okay?
Spoiler alert.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I guess I just got that one.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, here is song to story number one that he sent me. I'm going to go ahead and just play it right here through Gmail. Give me a second here.
Whoa.
Listen in here.
Good evening, Westmar Nation. This is Jeeves, and I'm here to bring you another round of the world's, or at least my own,
I told you it wasn't me.
Radio game show, song to story.
I told you it wasn't me.
Brad, Magic Matt, listen closely to the following narrative and tell me what song you think I'm talking about.
If he sent you something like the Word files or whatever, why can't you just read them?
Oh, I could.
And then we could keep playing.
Okay.
Of course, you don't have to do that one because now we know.
Well, I actually kind of screwed up the first two. I kind of screwed up.
See?
Because, you know, you remember. Shut up, Matt. You go take your sinus infection and shove it up your bunghole, okay? Here is number two, of course. Yeah. So you didn't know what two was.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have derailed.
But we should. No, we have not. Now, don't. Let's not be Jared. Now, come on. Let's bear with me here. Okay. If I wanted AFCAR on the
I'm
show.
I'm really not sure. I think we've kind of. I think there's no going back.
Let's first read what Jeeves wrote about Bat S Word Crazy.
You can say whatever you want, but I'm just not prepared to play anymore.
Oh, man.
I don't find it funny.
Oh, AFCAR. You came and you gave without taking. Everybody go! All right, seriously. Here is what Jeeves... You got to hear this, though, Todd. Here's what Jeeves... How Jeeves rewrote Bat S Word Crazy.
Okay.
That's why the word fecal matter is in here, as well as pulmonary organ. Here we go. Allow me to introduce you to the female offspring of Beelzebub. See? See? Now, what? Now, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to read a line, then you read the real. You tell us the real line, okay? So, meet the devil's daughter, queen of hellfire,
yep,
right?
Yep.
All right. The reigning monarch of flaming heck. This woman's main pulmonary organ is the equivalent shade of the latest hours of the day.
Her heart is as black as night.
There you go. She is similar in nature to a chemical compound processed for human use.
She's like a drug.
A bad addiction.
Yes, a bad addiction.
So beware her evil bite. An unflavorable habit, so please watch out or she may attempt to secure her teeth around your body in a most unkind fashion. Yes. In a regular period of 24-hour cycles, she constantly attempts to gain your favor.
Always eager to please.
However, you should try to avoid walking along the same stretch of ground as her.
But none should cross her path.
That's right. You like this, don't you? With a simple acoustic motion of two digits upon your hand, she will drop down onto her equivalent of Magic Matt's most damaged joints.
What slide is that?
Nice.
That's frightening. I don't even know.
I don't remember it either. And I got to go back and figure out what it is here.
Me too.
I love this song. Number two on my top 100 of 2012. Meet the devil's daughter, queen of hellfire. Her heart is black as night.
Snap of a finger, she would fall to her knees, but you gotta beware her wrath.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Queen of Hellfire.
She is similar in nature to a chemical compound. In a regular period of 24 hour cycles. With this. Okay, so then Drat, this female dog is as insane as the fecal matter of a, what the hell word is this? I can't even say this word. Freaking Scottish people. What word is this? Hey,
I don't know.
Come here.
What do you got?
Right there.
What do you got?
What word is that, Mr. Screenwriter?
Okay, let me look.
What? I don't even know what this is, Matt.
Chiroptera.
What does that mean?
Apparently it means some kind of a very crazy person.
What does it mention jumping on my junk, always trying to lay me? What does he say for that?
Bouncing up and down upon scrap items and attempting to render me horizontal. Nice.
That's
oh,
great.
Oh, Lord.
What else you got? Anything else? Read the rest of the chorus there.
Okay, it goes, unable to regulate her inhibitions. It doesn't really say. It just repeats it, I guess.
Okay.
It doesn't say the answer is no, there is no maybe.
Well, you can keep that copy for yourself since it's your song. So.
Oh, she seems unable to cease her own brand of fun. She's your very best friend, wannabe savior, but there's fire in her eyes. And he's just kind of says hilarious things here.
Yes, he does. Okay, well, let's move on real quick to Roxanne. He did say, woman after whom this song is named. Now, that would have been a dead giveaway. You are not required to activate the Crimson Illuminations. That's good. The 24-hour periods in which such actions are required have passed. You are no longer in a situation where you need to exchange your physical form for goods and services to the later hours of the day. Woman after.
I still don't think he's quite as good as I am at this game.
I what do you mean, making them or winning them?
No, I used to come up with so many better limericks.
I don't know. I think. Look, let me put it this way. I think I was terrible at this. Okay, and I was the first person to do it. Okay, Jerry was much better than I. Jeeves is pretty good
because I'm a ginger. I'm a ginger.
Are you officially? Are you not? No, Jared's a ginger.
That's who I'm impersonating.
I'm sorry. No, but if you're gonna do Jared, you have to do. Yeah. What do you think about here? What do you think about that, Jared? Yeah. God, this is going to be the one show he listens to. Guaranteed.
Yeah, you're right.
I know, I'm dead,
it's,
Matt.
It's just not funny.
I'm dead. So
consider yourself off the list for future Super Bowl parties.
No kidding. I already am anyway. Woman after whom this song is named, on this particular evening, you do not need to wear that particular feminine item of clothing. Patrolling the sidewalk in exchange for financial gain, you appear unconcerned by the fact that you may be behaving correctly or incorrectly. And he pretty much repeats it quite a bit. You are not required to activate the Crimson Illuminations, woman after whom this song is named. You are not required to activate the Crimson Illuminations, woman after whom this song is named.
Roxanne, like you don't have to put on the red light.
That's right. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see if I can do this with the lyrics that Jeeves wrote. Jeeves, next time you got to beep out the S word on Todd's songs. He's a Christian person.
That's right.
Woman after whom this song is named. You are not required to activate the Crimson Illuminations. The 24-hour periods in which such actions are required have passed.
Jump back and kiss myself.
Woman after whom this song is named. You are no longer in a situation where you need to exchange your physical form for goods and services to the later hours of the day. Woman after whom this song is named. On this particular evening, you do not need to wear that particular feminine item of clothing.
I shot the sheriff.
Here we go. Woman after whom this song is named, you are not required to activate the Crimson Illuminations. Woman, it kind of works. Maybe not. Or Roxanne.
Oh!
Yes, okay. So, let's move on to one we don't know the answer to. I have the lyrics right here. Now, Todd, ooh, this is your chance to show.
I just did with Jefferson's Airplane.
Yeah, that's
Starship,
great.
People.
Wonderful. That was great.
That one doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Nice
damn
work.
You all, damn you all.
Here we go. All right. Number three. It is funnier to hear it in Scottish accent.
It's true.
I can't do it. Or is he Australian? Our group, here we go. Our group is held within an area of detention. I am incapable of leaving via foot-based exercise. The reason being that I am far too enamored with you, infant. I query why you are unable to visualize the acts that you are performing against my person. At times when you accuse me of falsehoods every time I speak. Here is the chorus.
We're caught in a trap.
We are incapable of progressing further
in
union.
I can't walk out.
Whilst each in possession. Oh, yeah, you know what? Seriously.
Because I love you too much,
I'm guessing Matt didn't get it, but I'm totally on this because we do Elvis and we do it well. Let's do it. You ready? This is one of my favorites of all time. Here we go.
We're caught in a trap.
Come on, Matt.
Ooh.
I can't walk out. Because I love you,
enamored with you, infant.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
Hope this suits on terrible.
We can't go on together. With suspicious minds, and we can build our trees on suspicious minds. So with an old friend I know, jump by to say hello.
Oh, he faded it out.
Jesus is a butthole for fading my favorite.
Never
song.
Fade Elvis ever.
That's right.
Ever!
That's what happens when you're a bloody foreigner.
The chorus again was, we are incapable of progressing further in union whilst each in possession of a worried and paranoid consciousness. Also, the two of us are incapable of constructing our fantasies upon our worried and paranoid consciousness. I like it. And what's cool is he like does stuff that's like related to what we do on the show. He did some Jedi Superstar. True. He did some Elvis.
Good for you, Gene.
And let's not forget about Todd.
I'm a Christian person.
So let's do number... Wait, so we need to do that one more time here.
I'm a Christian person.
Very good. Here is number four. Matt, you're going to get this one. I don't know for sure, but I'm rooting for you. Here we go. Here we go, man. All right, here we go. Thank you very much. Sorry. Got one more thing to say.
My boy.
Here we go.
My boy.
Paternal figure, I am aware that you are about to be sorrowful due to the fact that I have consistently been your petite lady. However, by this point, you should be aware of the fact that I am not an infant. You were the one who consistently lectured me in making the correct moral decisions.
Papa, don't preach.
I was thinking. Now I require your aid, paternal figure, and would appreciate it if you were powerful. My pulmonary organ, here we go again, may make me appear youthful. However, I am aware of the words that are coming from my mouth. You informed me that someone was not to be trusted. You told me that I did not require this individual. The two of us are in a terrible state, and this is not something I say without certainty. I implore you, parental figure, please refrain from lecturing. Papa, don't preach. Here we go. I find myself in dire straits that are over my head. Paternal figure, pleasure, refrain from lecturing. Please, I'm sorry, I think he meant to say please. Please refrain from lecturing. My cycle of slumber has been disturbed.
I've been losing sleep.
That's right. However, I have come to a decision.
I made up my mind.
Oh, God.
I'm going to keep my baby.
Oh, no.
Let him go.
Oh, do it.
I'm going to keep my baby.
Oh, God. Yeah. Next on Jedi Superstar's new album. Here we go.
Now you're a Mayan.
I want you to do Like a Virgin, man. Be great.
Oh, God.
Like a Prayer. We do an entire Madonna medley. Holiday.
Holiday.
K. keep pushing me over the borderline.
You might be my lucky star.
Vogue, Vogue. Dun, 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 dun. Don't forget to throw in the slowest song in an eternity, Matt. This used to be my playground, right?
Oh, God. Worst ever.
No. Paternal figure, I'm aware that you are about to be sorrowful due to the fact that I've consistently been your petite lady.
However, every song has the same beat.
It does. See here. You might be my lucky star.
Star.
Here we go. Here we go.
Jitterbug.
Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your love to me.
Yes.
Like a virgin. Hey, touch for the very first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep pushing me over the borderline. Here we go.
You might be my lucky star. Oh, sorry.
Express yourself. Oh, you slut. And I hear a song like this, and it just makes me want to do this, you know?
Oh, hello, Dick.
Yeah.
You keeping my baby? You better be keeping my baby. Bitch, be keeping my baby.
Derville Sweet. Yes.
Keeping my baby.
Yeah. So there you have it. Jeeves, a good job, except for the mishap on the files. Now, Jeeves, you're going to want to go back right now. Jeeves is scrambling. He's going, God damn, where's my computer? I know I sent him the right file. Uh-oh. I guess I didn't.
That's what happens when you're overseas.
My bad. My bad. Wait, no, it's our bad. We're Breaking Bad. It's got to be coming back soon, right? Soon? Matt?
I think we're like 5 months away is all.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I think it's July.
Shut your mouth.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm going to check for you for sure.
Why don't you check that during the break? Let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Wow, really? With 3 minutes left in the show?
No, we got a little more time. We're going to come back and we're going to do some Twitter stuff. You got some Twitter stuff? Twitter challenge? You got that?
Why not?
Twitter tweet?
Yeah, take a quick break. While Matt's looking up Breaking Bad, we'll do some Twitter tussle stuff with Matt. So take a break and we will be, thanks Jeeves, right back.
Don't preach.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Aren't you finished f***ing that yet?
I just don't like to toys.
What? You don't like to toys?
No.
Herbie doesn't like to toys.
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 Toys?
Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to a dentist.
You're slaving away on a shift down at the chipper. You drank a few cans out back on your break. And a whack off a crack pipe. And you have a danger wank in the jacks with the door unlocked. You come in to serve the punters and you deep fry your hand by mistake.
What am I doing?
It wasn't even supposed to be your shift tonight, and now you'll never use your hand ever again.
Every year, 250,000 Irish workers lose their hands in preventable accidents caused by fannying about. Log on to the internet and learn the facts you need to know to stay safe.
How safe is your job?
He's smarter than Donovan McNabb. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Still asking questions about our movie House of Forbidden Secrets. I actually got the first chance to see some of the dailies, as they call it, all the footage that I haven't seen yet. And I actually got to see myself for the first time, and I hated it. It was awful.
I loved it.
It was, thank you, but it was awful.
Dude, so. I got to tell you, we just need to get you a shirt. You know how some actors have those little special nicknames?
Yeah.
You know, like Dwayne The Rock. We need you know, Brad, Deer in the Headlights Westmar.
Yeah, that's not fair. That is not fair. That was just...
That, you were supposed to look that
I was
way.
Supposed to look that
In
way.
In your defense, I told you to look that
thank
way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're supposed to look like at something like you can't believe what you're saying, and you did.
I said again to my wife tonight, I said, Jesus Christ, I have to rely on Todd to make me look good on big screen. I said, this is so scary. She's got so many people to make look good on the big screen, and I have a feeling he's going to leave me out.
But I would never do that. I'll put a little smiley face on it.
I hope so. Just, why don't you just blacken my face out through the entire movie, please?
Because like, then the NAACP will come running after me.
Probably can't do blackface on film. Right. That's right. We got Antoine, though. That makes it good, right? Isn't that right? No? I don't know.
Mammy.
Boom.
How I love you.
Ah, yes. So Matt has got on Google because Google is his friend. It's all of our friends. Matt, you gave us the bad news. You gave it to me off the mic. Give it to everybody again. Breaking Bad comes back when?
It just says summer. I can't find anything more specific, but it says summer 2013.
Why did you say
July? But I've heard July.
July.
Yes.
Jesus. I mean, I knew it was going to be 2013, but I didn't think it was going to be in the summertime.
I know. You know what I did today? I got that ringer on my phone today. I missed that show so much. I had to put it on my phone.
It's awful.
Yes.
That's going to be almost a year. I mean, was it like October, November even? Or was it even sooner than that? September?
It was like
August? When?
It's like July. It was July of 2012.
Yeah, it's
going to be a year.
You poor little baby.
Dude, you need to watch that show. You'd like it, maybe.
So fantastic.
Possibly. Probably.
Yeah, but remember in the day when we used to have to wait a full year after our shows were over, we would have to wait a while.
That's true.
Not a full year, maybe, but 6 months.
It was a while. No, it's true. It's true.
Battlestar Galactica, Buck Rogers, we'd have to wait and wait.
You know, that makes me think, Matt, I know you've got some things planned, but for Twitter Tussle, this is a thing we talked about several weeks ago on the show. It's a site where you put in two different subjects.
Two different words.
And let them, right. Okay. And test them out. Let's test Breaking Bad versus Walking Dead. Can we do that?
Sure.
I'd love to see what happens. Yeah.
Walking Dead's probably smoking it because it's on currently.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
So they're fighting it out. The little blue birdies are tussling, and the winner is easily Walking Dead.
Of course.
61, almost 62, must be, is that tweets per minute?
Probably something
and
like
Breaking,
that.
Breaking Bad is only like 7.
Yeah. That's too bad. And it's funny, too. I want to mention this on the show because I didn't get to say – I had this to say to Andrew on the documentary, and I don't know if I'm going to see Andrew again for the documentary on our movie, but I said this on Facebook, and I'll say it on my show at the very least. Todd Sheets was doing zombies long before zombies were mainstream cool. And I want to give Todd Sheets credit for that. He was way he was way ahead of his time there.
Yes.
So good.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love how he now does his own pot smoker laugh, Todd. That's good. I love that. It's not recording anymore. Can you tell which?
I can't tell the difference.
I can't tell the difference either because here's the recording, and here's the real one. You can't really tell the difference. Wait a minute. Nope. Which one's real? You can't even tell because it's the same guy. So. Magic Matt, real quick here. What else do you want to duke it out with on Twitter? It's Twitter, right?
Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter Tussle.
Well, the last time we talked about doing this, I kind of worked up a few prior to the show, but then we didn't use them, of course. So now I'm out. So you tell me.
Well, I was thinking that, jeez, I mean.
I had a bunch of Super Bowl ones.
Oh.
Batman. Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Batman versus Captain. Who?
Captain Batman, America. Superman.
Batman versus Captain America.
Batman
versus Superman would be better.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Ooh, Batman, 73-36.
Yep.
73. That makes sense. What about this guy?
Captain Caveman!
Versus this guy.
You understand me?
Do I say this guy?
You do not want to with me!
Is Meatloaf even on Twitter? Let's see Captain Caveman versus Meatloaf. <Let's see.
laughs> He's got to be on there.
They both look the same. Here we go.
Oh, the winner is Meatloaf, 2.16 tweets per minute.
Wow.
Captain Caveman, 0.02.
Oh, wow. Captain Caveman not getting barely any love. Mentioned. Okay.
No.
We got to change that.
We should.
I'm going to go on there and just start posting tons of
Captain Caveman stuff. What else can we do? You could do Brad Westmar versus Fake Ned, but I think Fake Ned's going to win because he tweets like 9,000 times a minute.
Well, I don't know if it does it that way.
Do it. Well, just do Westmar versus. Can you do Fake Ned?
Let me try. I'll try Brad Westmar versus Fake Ned, see what comes up. But okay. I think they're Twitter mentions. I don't know if it's so much as Twitter activity.
Yeah, it's mentions.
Okay.
Yeah, because they both register as zero. So
what about nobody's talking? Yeah, but do this. Register Westmar. Just do that once. Just try Westmar versus Fake Ned. Or Westmar versus something.
Westmar versus anything. Say Ned.
Okay.
See what comes up.
Okay.
These little birdies taking their sweet time to fight this one out.
Snipes.
Ned, yeah, these snipes. Ned 6.36 to Westmar 0.02.
Really, I'm surprised by that. There's this Westmar apartments or something over there on the East Coast, but
Westmar gets about the same amount of action on Twitter as Captain Caveman.
Not good. Not good at all. man. What about
what's in the news? Oh, here we go. How about Die Hard? Because it comes out tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. The one that doesn't look that good, does it?
I like it.
Do you think so? I love Bruce Willis.
You know it'll be good.
Always got to tell me people that I look like Bruce Willis. He looks like Bruce Willis.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Are you?
Yep.
You know, if I was in town, I'd go with you.
I know you would. Yeah. I gave Walking Dead versus Die Hard, and it was 47-27 in favor of The Walking Dead.
Of course it is in favor of The Walking Dead. Yes. Yeah.
I just did Dark Knight versus the Avengers. It beat the heck out of the Avengers. I was proud.
Are you on Twitter? Is it twittertussle.com? Is that the address for people?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Twittertussle.com?
Kind of cool.
Okay, well, in the meantime.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
Do you remember how to spell Amy's name?
A-I-M-E-E.
A-I-M-E-E.
That's right, Brad.
I don't think that would probably register on there either.
Let me try it.
Okay, let's see. I wish people understood the whole Amy thing. I think most people we're working on the top 100 things you need to know about the Brad Westmar Show before listening. And there's a few intricate things that you should know, and one of them is all about this woman.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
Because I do remember, I recall, I went into depth about my first wife, if I recall. I think there may
be. Yeah, we had a story time with
her. Yeah, had a couple of tears shed and things like that. If I recall correctly. Did I mention about the stuff she put in my shampoo? Did I mention that on the air? I don't remember that. Anyway.
I don't know if you did or not. No.
She switched my contact lenses around.
Oh, yeah. You told us that one.
Yeah. she put that. I don't remember if I told you that. She put something in my shampoo and then apparently freaked out at the last minute and decided it probably wasn't a good idea. So she, called me and warned me. And I'm like, wow. There is something wrong with you. Wow. There is something wrong with you. And then I stayed married to her for another year. But
that was your first indication that something was wrong with her?
Because really? Down. As I've said, I may or may not have settled that first time. So, yeah.
May.
Yeah. So anyway, what did you do one there before we end the show?
I did. I did the spelling of that spelling of Amy versus Christy.
Oh, good. Okay, you know how to spell Christy.
Yes, I do. 9.95 Amy, Christy 4.82.
How to spell Christy if she hears this PISSED?
You may or may not be right on that. That's true. That's true. But as she said before, you know, your mom kind of likes me. Your dad kind of likes me. And I said, yeah, I think you're right. She goes, but you know what? She said, don't really have much to compare me to. I said, you know what? You're right. Because it just isn't fair to compare you to you know who.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
So, yeah. Well, that's what sparked all the talk was that old voice or that old phone message that I still had on tape where that's where these clips came from. Remember?
Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. God.
So fantastic with the music bleeding through like that.
I know. Kiss me once.
It's so scary that she was on my show.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. She would freak out if she knew that she had been an integral part of this show and gotten many laughs because of the way she talks. And she would probably find it even more disturbing that Matt, of all people, that sweet, innocent high school kid who was running the board for me, is now doing the infamous impression of her.
Hey, it's the sincerest form of flattery, right?
I would think so. I mean, I would love somebody to do an impression of me. No, please, don't.
You really want that to happen?
No, I really don't. I
don't know if there's enough caffeine in the world for me to do that.
Are you trying to say that I am?
Awesome!
I am hyper. I am what I am. So I love my soundboard. I do what I do. So, yeah. Magic Matt, it's been so great. You have been a trooper being here this late at night. No thanks to Monty, but we're glad to have you. I hope you fight through your sinus infection and enjoy Die Hard tomorrow. Matt, do you have three things for us? Talk about a gay Chili's, or don't. Go.
Of course I do. Number one, thank you, Lou Temple. We are now on the board in 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I love it.
Yay. Hey.
Number two, proofing show material prior to going on the air is for amateurs.
Hey, come on. I had an excuse.
And number three, we got to get Brad. Obviously, we learned during the Twitter tussle segment that Brad needs more mentions on Twitter. So, in honor of House of Forbidden Secrets, let's get the hashtag Deer in the Headlights going.
That's not funny. That's not funny. Thank you very much, Magic Matt, for your three things and, of course, your co-hostery. Definitely.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate you. And, yeah. Actually, we're trying to get 1,000 likes now on the House of Forbidden Secrets Facebook page. That's facebook.com/House of Forbidden Secrets. How many likes do we have approximately right now, Todd?
Close to, what, 750?
Great.
Like that.
Let's get up there, because are you actually going to do an official trailer? And the next question is, if you do a trailer once we get to 1,000, will I actually be in there somewhere?
Yes.
Will I actually say a line, maybe?
It could happen.
Possibly. That would be nice. I would like that.
Awesome.
Please, no deer in headlights, though. Thank you very much, Todd Sheets, for being our executive producer. There's the pot smoker laugh. Which one's real? I am Brad Westmar, thanking you for joining us. Man, cappuccino. God love it. Thank you for joining us. Good night. Making love. I'm a fool. You won't talk to me now.